This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's offensive and its war with Russia continues, with reports indicating Ukrainian forces are making substantial gains in the nation's south and east. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War tells the Associated Press Ukrainian forces pushing from Lyman in the Donetsk region may have gone as far as the border of the neighboring Luhansk region as they advanced eastward towards the city of Crimea. Meanwhile, the upper house of Russia's parliament voted Tuesday to make four Ukrainian regions part of Russia, pushing forward with the process that has been condemned by Ukraine and its Western allies and described by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as a dangerous escalation that has no legal value. Russia's lower house already gave its approval after Russia organized what it claimed to be referendums in four regions of Ukraine occupied by Russian troops. Ukraine said the voting was held under coercive conditions and was not representative of the will of the people of Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson regions. Secretary General Guterres said last week that annexation is a violation of the annexation of a state's territory by another state resulting from the threat or use of force is a violation of the principles of the UN Charter and international law. Russia installed officials in Kherson and Ukraine. Meanwhile, said Ukraine's military has recaptured some of the settlements in the region, while Russian Defense Ministry acknowledged that with superior tank units, Ukraine had managed to penetrate into the depths of their defense. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Monday that Ukraine's military was moving ahead with its advances. This is VOA News. North Korea has fired an unidentified ballistic missile over Japan in an escalation not seen in years, prompting Tokyo to evacuate some residents in the northern prefectures of Hokkaido and Oamaru early Tuesday. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Hirokazu Matsuno, told reporters the missile was launched at 7:22 a.m. local time before splashing into the Pacific Ocean outside Japan's exclusive economic zone 22 minutes later. South Korea's joint chiefs of staff called the projectile an intermediate-range ballistic missile, or IRBM, launched from North Korea's northern Yaegang province, flying a distance of 4,500 kilometers with a flight altitude of 970 kilometers. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, who marked his one-year anniversary as head of state Tuesday, strongly condemned the missile launch, calling it an outrageous act. Defense Minister Yasukazu Hamada later added the missile flew over Japan for about 1 minute, soaring further than previous intermediate-range missiles, estimated at 4,600 kilometers before landing in waters some 3,200 kilometers east of Japan. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences Tuesday announced the winner of this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. A week of Nobel Prize announcements was kicked off Monday with Swedish scientist Svante Paabo receiving the award in medicine for unlocking the secrets of Neanderthal DNA that provided key insights into the human immune system. The chemistry prize will be announced Wednesday and the literature prize on Thursday. The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize will be announced Friday and the economics award on October 10th. A popular Filipino radio host and prominent critic of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and its predecessor, Rodrigo Duterte, was shot and killed late Monday night. Authorities say Percival Mbasa was sitting in his car outside his home in Las Pinas when two people on a motorcycle opened fire and later escaped. Mbasa, known professionally as Percy Lapid, accused Philippine government officials of corruption and other abuses and irregularities in his popular late radio program for decades. The New York Times said Mbasa criticized ex-President Duterte's violent anti-drug campaign and perceived attempts by supporters of the Marcos family to portray the current president's father, who ruled the Philippines as a dictator from 1965 to 1986, as a victim of his political enemies. Mbasa also criticized Marcos' administration in recent weeks for what he said was corruption involving discrepancies in sugar imports for a state agency. The National Union of Journalists of the Philippines says Mbasa is the second journalist killed since Ferdinand Marcos Jr. took office in late June. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukraine's offensive and its war with Russia continues, with reports indicating Ukrainian forces making substantial gains in the nation's south and east. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This